Dictation for Patricia Lowe, L-O-W-E, February 1639, addresses a letter, Nisha Vashista, 817-4301. Dear Nisha, a follow-up for Mrs. Lowe, who has advanced renal failure, prior elevated potassium, she has history of breast cancer. She has decided for no further procedures. Used to see Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. She has a history of intravenous iron allergy many years back, probably iron dextran, 25, 30 years ago. Sounds like an anaphylactic reaction. She believes her weight is stable without vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, has not seen any edema. She's weak all the time, stable dyspnea, denies purulent material hemoptysis, denies chest pain palpitation syncope. She uses oxygen, presently 2 liters, 24 hours, denies orthopnea PND. Her voice is very dysphonic, hoarseness. Next paragraph, she's able to give me all the information besides her voice, no expressive aphasia, able to complete full sentences, no severe respiratory distress. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight that takes no blood pressure medicine. She is, however, on a number of bronchodilators. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. January, anemia 10.2, a normal white blood cell, platelet count, MCV 93, increase of eosinophils, 580 for a normal of 500. Electrolytes were not done. Creatinine 2.2 for a GFR of 21, stage 4. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, slowly progressive over time, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, a difficulty breathing, appears to be more respiratory component. Next number, left-sided breast cancer, question recurrence, she's not interested on any more aggressive treatment. Next number, prior high potassium, and we discuss about low potassium diet. Next number, iron deficiency anemia, as well as of advanced renal failure, and if active cancer related to that too. Sounds that she has a true iron allergy. Although that was with iron dextran, since then there is new different compounds. Still, the risk is not going to be zero. She would like to try some orally, which I agree. Next number, she refuses any vaccine for coronavirus. She keeps isolated as much as possible, and there has been no infection. She is willing to do chemistries on a regular basis, and we will follow over time all issues discussed in detail and of dictation.